Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world.
And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to Having Heard This Music Podcast. This is a podcast about lesser known music by lesser known artists and bands and artists that we think are as good as that in the mainstream and you should really go and check out. This is episode 5 of season 6. Don't go looking for episode 4, there isn't one. We had a massive technical glitch and it just disappeared, unfortunately. So we're moving on anyway. So this is episode 5. If you're not sure what this is side A and we do a side B. Side A is basically we come along, loads of shits and giggles, different sections, 5 different sections that we just, you know, there's a head to head where we all bring a song that we love. There's another bit where we'd play a song just randomly that we don't know anything about, and there's some history and some. Or you just stick around, you'll love it, I promise you. On the show tonight, as always, we have our other hosts. We have Richie. Say hello, Richie.
Hello, Wayne. How are you? I hope you are good.
I'm good. Are you good?
I'm okay. Just I've stated on the B side, I had a bit of a hoo-ha with the programmes and everything. I've already apologised on the B side to Bob from Rebel Tramp. He spent a whole evening with us recording, only for it to not be put out. And hopefully we'll have him back on a future A-side, because he was a very good guest and I very much enjoyed the episode. I was very saddened when I was unable to put the episode out.
It was a good episode, but never mind. We won't digress. We shall move on from this. Our other host, as always, is Mike Five. Say hello, Mike Five.
Hello, Mike Five.
Are you good?
I'm very good, thank you, Wayne.
You can tell what sort of mood Mike's in. He's already been telling us the fucking worst jokes off air as soon as he got here. They were just terrible jokes, but we won't go into that. They weren't racist or anything, they were just fucking shit. So,
why would you automatically go down that route?
I just wanted to clarify the listeners that you're not a racist, you're just a really bad joke, Taylor. That's all. As I said, there's no guest tonight, unfortunately. We've had a bit of a scheduling issue, and we've had one guest who thinks he was on next week because Mike can't give a calendar date out correctly, and another guest who has dropped out at the last minute, unfortunately. So it's just the three of us tonight. It's like old times. Like I said, we've got 5 different sections, and we will start with the icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
So this is the icebreaker section of the show. This started out as like sort of trying to get to know each other a bit and whatnot, and it's just devolved completely into a quiz show. That's what this has happened with this, but that's fine because I have a lot of fun doing this. So we're moving on to this game this time. Now, I was recently in my shed and I was trying to build a Tracy Island from Blue Peter all back in the day, and put all the washing up bottles on that, and I suddenly discovered I'd made a time machine. I love that we're doing some sort of video recording tonight as well, and Richie just sat there shaking his head at my sound effects.
I
and
keep
I love
forgetting
it.
I'm on video.
Right, so I've accidentally created a time machine, and this game is going to be called A Brief History of Time, right? The only problem is with my time machine, I forgot to put a date stamp on it, so it just launches you into the stratosphere, and then when you get there, you have to sort of work out where you are. So are you ready to get launched into the stratosphere?
I think so. I'm very confused.
I have no fucking idea what's going on.
Just hold on tight. Right now, we're going to travel in time. Are you ready?
Let's say yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Right, so we've launched in time, people. We've landed. But like I say, we don't know where we are in the world. All I can get is I can get a couple of newspaper headlines and whatever's on the radio, right? So I'm going to read you the newspaper headlines. And then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to tell me roughly where we are in time. And then you'll get points deducted from how far away you are from the actual time. So the year that we landed at, yeah?
We know it's past the point where they invented newspapers. That narrows it down a little bit, I suppose.
And music, but Mike, you know. So right, so hang on a second, yeah. Hang on a second here. Can you hear the newspaper boys? I love all this. This is great.
Fucking loving this.
So the newspapers read, Jimmy Carter wins the US election and Isabel Perón is deposed as the Argentinian president and Rocky is released in the cinema. Okay, I'm going to tune the radio now, right? So we'll see what was on in the charts in this year. You ready? So what year do you reckon we're at, Richie?
1983.
I think that song came out actually in the middle of what most people recognise as the year of punk. I think it was 1977.
1977 for Mike. Right, I can tell you that the year was 1976.
Oh,
so
no
Mike
shit.
Starts out with -1 point and Richie starts out with -7. And that's how the scoring works.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, we're going to jump in time again. You ready?
So angry right now.
You fucking love it, you know you do. Right, we've landed again, people. So here's the news, boys. So the newspaper headlines read: three North Vietnamese torpedo boats attack the U.S. destroyer Maddox, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. receives the Nobel Peace Prize. And here's the music clues. Here they come.
And showing that you care, showing that you care, just for him, and do the things he likes to do.
So there's the clues. Mikey, what year you want to go for in this one?
Oh, is it me first? That's frustrating. Not very good on this. The Animals was a long time ago. No, let's say 1968.
1968 for Mike. Richie?
1970.
1970. Right, I can tell you the actual year that three North Vietnamese torpedo boats attacked the US Maddox was 1964.
Ballot. So I'm not good at this.
So -6 for Rich on that one, and -4 for Mike on that one. Are we going to jump in time again? Ready, people? Right, okay, so we've landed again, people.
I have so many questions for you when we get back to the present.
That's okay. The newspaper headlines read as this: a Pan Am jet exploded over the Scottish town of Lockerbie, and Stephen Hawking published A Brief History of Time. And here's your music clues.
Time I'm sure will bring disappointments in so many things.
So there you go. Back to you this time, Richie. What year do you think we've landed at this time?
1989.
Ooh, 1989.
How many questions are in this round, Wayne?
5.
And how many points ahead am I?
8.
Okay, 1988.
1988.
Bastard.
I might get...
Oh, that's just sneaky.
I've got no idea.
Oh, so. Well, you've only gone and got it right, Mike.
Oh, get in.
For fuck's sake.
And if you get it right, you get plus 5 points.
Oh, come on.
So we might as well just finish the game now, then. Yeah, fuck
right.
You.
Okay. We're going to jump in time again, people.
I actually gave an educated guess.
All right, we're bundling down the time tunnel now, people. So we've landed again, and the news of the year is the Woodstock Music Festival was this year, and Charles Manson and the Manson family murders occurred. And here are your music clues. So there we are, landed again. So, Mikey, back over to you this time. What year do you think we've landed at this time?
I want to say that Woodstock was about 1967.
So Mike's going for 1967. Rich?
1965
for Rich. I can tell you that the Woodstock Festival was in 1969.
Oh,
and that's when there was...
Alex.
That was my second guess.
So, with one round to go, Mike is... on minus 2 points, and Richie is on minus 18.
Yeah, I'm dying of hypothermia.
So, on to the last round. I'm going to jump in time one last time. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Right, we've landed one last time then, people, before we head off to the present. So, in this year, the nuclear disaster occurred at the Fukushima power plant, and Amy Winehouse died on the 23rd of July. And here are your music clues. So we've landed again, people, and it's Richie to go first, but he's run away from his camera, so I don't know if you can hear me at all. Mike, you start. What year are you guessing at with this?
I don't recognise any of the songs, but they sound older than they are because Amy Winehouse didn't die in the 80s, so it must have been that 80s revival period, which seems to still be going on for some reason. So I'm going to say 2011.
Right. Richie?
I'm going to go with 2010.
Right.
I can tell you that the year was actually 2011, and Mike was absolutely spot on.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah. Okay. So at the end of that game, let's travel back in time to the present, people. Hang on. Right, there we are, back in present day 2023, and I can tell you that at the end of that game, Mike finishes on plus 3,
God.
And Richie finishes on minus 19.
Shit game, anyway.
Thank you both for playing A Brief History of Time, and that's the icebreaker over, so...
A Brief History of Time is not an accurate description.
It was A Brief History of Time.
That was a very long icebreaker. That was not a brief history of anything.
I liked it.
It wasn't that long.
I enjoyed it very much, though. I would do it again.
No, that's it. No, it's a one and out deal, that is. I don't double my games up.
You'll do it again unless you can think of anything better.
Right, anyway, so that's the icebreaker. Thank you for playing A Brief History of Time. And now let's move on to the head-to-head. Right, right, so the head-to-head people, this is where we all bring a song that we like from the emails or out in the world or from Mike's Lights and Lines or wherever it is you found this new artist and you think, I think they're really good, you should give these people a listen, I've been enjoying them. And that's what this is. So on the last episode that we put out, which was episode 3, Richie won that episode, so you can go first, Richie. What song are you bringing?
Well, thank you, Wayne. I'm bringing the Bellwether Syndicate with their song, We All Rise. Was the Bellwether Syndicate with We All Rise, an absolutely fucking banging tune there. Absolutely amazing piece of work from these guys. It was taking inspiration from everywhere. It was like the Foo Fighters had a baby with some sort of new romantic group and just something came out and it was just amazing. But yeah, Katie, can you tell us a little bit about these guys, please?
Based in Chicago, the Bellwether Syndicate is made up of William Faith on the mouth, Sarah Rose Faith on mouth and guitars, Philly Peroxide on keyboards and percussion, Stephen Gray on the boom boom bang bang splash crashes, and Corey Gorey on the bingy bingy boing boing guitars. Formerly of Seminole Gothax Christian Death, Mephisto Walls and Shadow Project, and co-founder of Faith and the Muse. William Faith moved from his native LA to Chicago in 2010, forming the Bellwether Syndicate with his wife, Sarah Rose Faith, otherwise known as Scary Lady Sarah, one of the scene's most eminent DJs and club promoters, and host of Nocturna, the longest-running goth event in North America. We All Rise is both an acknowledgement of and a call to the inner courage we all possess, which gives us the resolve and the strength to go against the prevailing system and try to build the world that lives in all of our hearts and minds. It is said that inside every cynic there is a wounded idealist, and we see this everywhere. The armor we've acquired to protect our dreams. This song is about drawing on that courage and believing again, daring to dream again, says William Faith.
Thanks, Katie. So that was them. Definitely check them out. We'll leave links to them in the show notes along with all the other artists. Mike, would you like to go next?
I can absolutely go next. I have a track called My Oh My by a band called First Class and Coach.
I'm not afraid to
There you go. That was First Class and Coach with their track My Oh My. Katie, have you got anything to tell you about these guys?
First Class and Coach is a four-piece band from Borlid Harb, West Cork, Ireland. Reuben Mayer on guitar and mouth, Geraldine Thomas on mouth, Jonathan Posson on the bass, and Room Gneelage on the bang bang boom boom splash crashes. Seeking to push the boundaries of the indie rock genre, the sound has a variety of colour, reverb-drenched piano, distorted squalling guitars, driving bass and muscular drums, all punctuated by uncompromising German/English vocals. Having played in bands for many years in New York, Reuben enters West Cork with a wall of noise. Geraldine hails from Berlin and has long been songwriting and performing live music in many guises. Tapping into his experience as a motion graphics director, Jonathan brings his visual projections to the live shows, creating an immersive live experience. And Rue is a graduate from BIMM Music College in Dublin and brings his experience from bands in West Cork. Of their music, they state,
"Our first gigs were hot, noisy and raucous nights in bars around West Cork.
Oh my God.
We had created a body of music that was great fun to play live and was crying out to be recorded. An old friend of Reuben's in New York is Tony Maimone, ex-bass player in Pere UBU and has worked with the likes of Black Francis. He now runs Studio G in Brooklyn. We brought Tony over to produce the record, and we did a couple of days pre-production in our loft rehearsal space here in Ballydehob, then decamped to Middleton, to Christian Best's Monique Studios there."
Thank you, Katie, and whoever that was.
Yeah, I just want to state before we continue that, that was down to the AI, so I don't actually think any members of the band are Indian.
No. Pretty sure they're not. Not sure what it was doing there. But anyway, I picked this song because, a couple of reasons. One, I love it, otherwise I wouldn't bother. Two, I've been listening to the album quite a lot, which comes out, I think, on the 17th of March and is well worth checking out when it does because it's really, really good. There's a real variety of stuff from there and I really like it. Three, because it's got a massive, just continuous, almost harsh bass line that I just really like. Everything builds off of it. And four, because although it's arguably a little bit long, but I just like that it feels like it has a continuous build up throughout the whole thing, and then the vocal sort of speeds up a bit at the end and all that sort of stuff, and it just kind of like went straight through me. I was like, this is a banging album. It's from a record label called FIFA Records, who have released quite a few decent bands that I've sort of discovered through them recently, like Emperor of Ice Cream is a good one, and Silver Owls I think is on theirs. So yeah, decent, really love it. That's all I have to say about it, really. Over to you, Wayne.
Oh, thank you very much, Mike. I just like to say before we carry on, I totally forgot to introduce Katie earlier on, so sorry Katie. She is the AI who reads everything out, and I totally forgot to introduce her. Normally Rich G's me up and gives me a bollock in the valley, but he didn't tonight, so apologies on that. Anyway, so on to my song. So I'm going to be bringing a band called the Friction with their song Collapse in Slow Motion.
Thank you.
So there's the friction with their song collapse in slow motion. Has Katie got some bits to say about this?
For a duo who only started working together a short time ago, the Frickson are receiving a lot of attention from music fans and tastemakers alike. British-born, London Berlin-based singer-songwriter Jean Serene started putting her brand of electronic pop out in the late 90s. The noughties saw the birth of her nom de plume Jean Serene whilst co-writing with Bill Borres and Barry Ashworth. Jeannie found herself propelled and embraced by the electro-pop clash scene. Those years saw her writing songs and performing with such diverse artists as Traum Skmeyer, Sixpress from Kitsune, Chris Lake from Nervous, Sycophant Slags of End Recordings and Calvatron, taking her performing everywhere from New York to Tallinn and in between. She released her debut solo album, The Polarize Experience, in 2015. UK-based synthesist and producer Lloyd Price is best known as an ex-member of the dark electro combo Massive Ego and has remixed numerous artists over the years under different guises. Jeannie and Lloyd came across one another on social media, both devastated at the news of the death of their hero Prince, and had begun posting their favourite videos online. Lloyd had heard Jean Serene's previous work and sent over a demo track, which became their first single From Dusk Till Dawn. The rest, as they say, is history.
Well, thank you for that, Katie. Look, I'm unashamedly surfing this 80s synth vibe, and this is unashamedly 80s synth. It's got very early Depeche Mode vibes to it, and that's it. So I've got nothing else to say about it. I just liked it. That's it. I'm surfing that vibe. I'm surfing that shoegaze vibe at the moment. I'm really into all that stuff, and this is just, it fits that bill. I just really like it. That's it. If you like 80s synth sounding stuff with a bit of a modern edge, this is where to go. So yeah, check out Collapse in Slow Motion and she said the Frickson, but I think it's the Frickson. It's F-R-I-X-I-O-N, so I think it's meant to be the Frickson. So yes, so let's. You've heard all three songs now. We've all spoke about them a little bit. So we'll start with Mike Five. No, we'll start with Rich, because Rich Brady's first. So which one's your favourite of the week, Rich?
Mike Fives is my favourite this week. I thought it was an absolute fucking belter. I thought mine was fucking fantastic, and I thought it was going to be hard to beat. But Mike's is very fucking close. It's a really good track. I really like that a lot. In fact, I'll be searching for that after the show. I like yours, Wayne. It's got lots of nostalgic vibes, but Mike tips it this week.
Okay, Mike Five.
Excellent. I will. I'll send you that album because it's not out yet. I've got a copy of it. It's very close for me. I really enjoyed Richie's, particularly the chorus. I was probably less of a fan of the vocal on the verses, but not for any reason. I don't know. But overall, it's a really good track. And I'm kind of perhaps slightly being sort of like dragged into the shoegaze wave, having sat here for however many months you've been doing it, Wayne, and listening to all the stuff you've been bringing. And I'm really enjoying that as well. I think Richie's nails it just by a hair or two. So I'll go with Richie's this week.
Okay, well, I've enjoyed all three of the songs this week, obviously mine, but Richie's The Bellwether Syndicate with We All Rise, you know, it's got that great shoegazy start, so I'm into that straight away. The vocal is very it puts me in mind of the lead singer of The Editors, and then you get that hardcore punk chorus, and it's got this fantastic bass right the way through. It's such a Frankenstein of a song as well. It doesn't even feel like it's two different, it feels like it's two different songs. It isn't. It all fits together well, but it doesn't. You know, it's got a disjoint to it.
I think that's what I mean about the vocal changes, sort of a bit disjointed, but I quite like it, yeah.
Mike Five song, First Class and Coach with My Oh My, it's the same as Rich's. You know, it's 80s infused indie new romantics, you know, futurist type songs, and I'm all over that shit at the moment, you know, so I absolutely loved it. It has a pace, and it's a kind of an urgency to it. It had a feeling of like early Strokes kind of songs, and it could have easily been in sort of any compilation from The Enemy in the 90s Britpop explosion. Yeah, definitely. But my vote goes to Rich this week, because I thought it was an absolute belter of a song. So Rich is this week's winner. Congratulations, Rich.
I didn't envy you this week, Wayne. I thought you had a very difficult task there choosing between mine and Mike's, because that track, I absolutely love that track, Mike. A really good track.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they're both class. I think all three were class, actually. That was a good week. Good round.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes. So yes, go check out all three of the songs. This week's winner, the Bellwether Syndicate with their song We All Rise, my song Collapse in Slow Motion by The Friction, and Mike's songs First Class and Coach with their song My Oh My. And all that said and done, let's move on to the wild card, baby.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, Katie here. This little message is a quick shout out to the few people that support our little podcast. We love doing this show, and moreover, we love helping indie artists get heard. However, this whole thing costs a lot of money each month. We don't want to become rich, but would love to be able to cover our overheads. So for the price of a cup of coffee each month, you can support us over on patreon.com/YHHTMPC. Supporters will be granted access to our members-only area, where you will be able to connect with the team, and artists will be able to post their latest works over there and get heard before everyone else in the emails. Alternatively, you can buy us a one-off virtual coffee over at buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. Every bit helps and we really appreciate it. Thanks again to the few people that already support us. Now on with the show.
Right, we're on to the wild card. And he's going to edit this. Right, we're on to the wild card. The wild card is a section of the show where we pull up our vast emails and we just pick a song at random. And that's it. That's why it's called the wild card, because it could be anything. Last week, last time, we're not playing last week's episode, so we can't even say it was, because it never aired, but it was fucking shit.
I forgot about that. It wasn't great.
No, unfortunately, episode 4 is lost to time. So it's absolutely fine that we did. It was fucking terrible. That's what happened, Rich. You tried to fucking download the episode, and it was just like, not having it. You can't put this song out in the world. It's a load of crap. So that's what happened. Anyway, so it could be absolutely anything. It could be an absolute belter that you'll go and download the entire album, or you'll send us hate mail for putting that sort of shit in your ears. So who's going to choose the song this week?
You can, Wayne. You don't usually choose a song. I'll flick through the emails and you can say stuff.
I don't think I've ever done it in the three seasons we've done it yet.
I don't think you have.
Excellent.
This is an exciting moment for you.
It is. I feel like I'm finally grown as a person.
I'm excited.
Okay, I am flicking through the emails.
Stop.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a look. Fuzzbox, new single, Voodoo Feline 239, featuring Maggie Dunn and Sugary Staple. Released 24th of the 3rd, 23. Released?
It's a pre-release. That's okay, because this won't be out till after that, so it's fine. We're time travelling again.
Yeah. So, Katie, do you want to tell us a little bit about who these guys are?
Voodoo Feline is the new single from Fuzzbox featuring Maggie Dunn and Sugary Staple. With Jenny Tingle on Tootie Tootie Flute and Bang Bang Boom Boom Splash Crashes, this exciting new lineup explores industrial music, world music, punk rock and reggae in a bundle that transcends the genres with four exciting mixes, including an electronic house mix by Alan Keary, who has worked with the likes of Craig Gannon from The Smiths and Aztec Camera, as well as working with Jar Wobble and Interstellar on the rise and fall of the Northern Dubstar album Universal. Produced by Mike Bennett, who produced the last Fuzzbox double album Reimagined, and Gara Watts of Nature of Wires. The project utilizes the experimental skills of the magnificently talented Maggie Dunn. It's a track from the forthcoming concept album, as yet untitled, and explores a myriad of different themes and is bound together by taking the listener into different vortexes and at times scary places via an ethereal contraption known as the Lift. Released on Suburban Squire via Nova the Orchard on the 24th of March, this track is well worth checking out.
Wow. Okay. Well, I just want to point out that they mentioned Nature of Wires. Now, the other week, we played one of their tracks for the genre challenge, which was trip hop. The track that I brought along that was sent to us in 21. I think Nature of Wires did that. So I'm expecting from this, maybe it's definitely going to be EDM, maybe trip hoppy. But there's lots of other stuff in there that I mentioned, like house mixes and stuff, so...
They mentioned industrial and punk rock at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then you got a flute in there.
A tooty tooty flute, of all things.
A tooty tooty flute with the crashy crashy splash splash. So I was thinking a bit along the lines of, like, Asian Dub Foundation, that sort of thing.
It seems very confused with all the different things that it's talking about. It could come across very avant-garde. Avant-garde,
so.
EDM.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret, which is this is the song that I nearly picked for my head-to-head.
No shit.
Yes, and then I went with the other one just because I felt like it. But this is very
good.
Did
you get it from Pufferfish Press as well?
Yes, I did, yeah. Yes, exactly the same email.
So you already know what's happening. I mean, we can choose a different one if you want.
No, it's a great track. I nearly picked it.
Okay, cool. We'll play it then. Yeah. So this is Fuzzbox with their new single, Voodoo Feline 239.
Voodoo Feline came down in the form of asteroid. When she's finished with you, she will devour your soul, and you will wake up in purgatory, suffering from non-stop suffocation, snakes and ladders. You will be an existential vocation. You are a victim of vicious, pernicious, superstitious Voodoo Feline that marks their motion. Voodoo Feline will hide emotion for her. Her in a catatonic. It's the pairing. Catatonic sugary.
I live. station. You better get away.
The Voodoo Feline.
She is no normal girl, half human, half cat. She will take your soul. What do you think about that? Voodoo Feline.
We've taken the lift to 239. You're gonna meet the Voodoo Feline. Taken the lift to 239. You're gonna meet the Voodoo Feline.
Alien abduction. You better get away. Away.
Wow, I think I hit the nail on the head with avant-garde. I don't, mate, what the fuck was that? That was just too weird for me. I mean,
listen, the first thing I want to ask is, has Katie gone and made a song without us?
Yeah,
it does sound like it, doesn't it? It really does. It sounds like if somebody created, like today, like not quite ready program where you can type in an idea of a song and then it spits something out. That's what the AI would have spat out at the moment.
Well, it sounded like Katie as well.
It did sound like Katie. saying that, although it was absolutely mad and all over the place and disjointed and disfigured, there was a massive element of construction going through. It seemed well constructed, even though it didn't look like... It looked like... Fucking, what was it like?
This is why I nearly picked this song, because I knew this would be an amazing reaction.
I don't like it. But
I fucking love
that
it.
Doesn't mean that, but it's obviously good. It's weird to have something that's so weird and disjointed and sounds badly put together that isn't badly put together. It's so well put together. So it just makes no fucking sense. It's an anomaly. I don't know what it is. It's hurt my head. I think it's one of those as well. If I went back, I'd probably like that actually. If I keep going back to it over and over again, after about the seventh time, I'll probably really like that. And like each time, I'll pull something new out of it. There's always something, it's one of those, there's something different and new each time you listen to it. The only problem is, I'm not going to listen to that again.
Oh.
Well, I fucking loved it.
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, you asked for avant-garde, Rich. It's your own fault. It is properly avant-garde. So, cast your mind back a few years ago. I went to a festival and they play films late at night at festivals most of the time. And I went to festival number 6 and there's a fantastic French film called La Haine from a few years ago. And Asian Dub Foundation had re-scored it. So they'd taken the original score out of the film and then they play it live while you watch the film and they play the music with it. It's a really... like sort of newish, not really a newish concept, but it's a concept that has become sort of more popular. And it was fantastic. And I could hear elements of this when they played that Lehane score, especially the deep groove of the bass and the drums all together. That was in their score. So I'm taking the Asian Dub Foundation. I mean, the drums in this are just incredible. They are just so wide and just massive. They sound tribal. They've got elements of like somebody like the KLF when they were doing it, as well as somebody like the Prodigy when they were doing it as well. It's just massive. The abstract lyrics, you know, Voodoo Cat with that's half human and some, I don't know, we'll have to listen to it a couple of times, not even try and unpack it, just try and work out what she's saying, because it's all over the place. But yeah, and it's such a great groove. I loved it, absolutely loved it.
Festival number 6 was no festival number 5 though, was it, let's be honest.
I am not a number, I am a real man.
It's a classic. Yeah, I don't have much more to add to that. I absolutely love it. I think it's a brilliant tune. I am a big fan of weird shit with cool bass lines and crazy drums, and like I said, I nearly brought it to the head-to-head, but I didn't, but I'm having played it anyway.
So yeah, definitely. Well, for two of the three of us, Fuzzbox by Voodoo Feline by Fuzzbox is an absolute banging track, so definitely go check that out if you like what you hear. And with that, we move swiftly on to the main event, Rich.
The intense hardcore genre musical challenge mode. Go!
Go!
It's a good genre musical challenge mode!
So, for those of you listening in order, it's going to be very confusing for you, because you're going to be expecting a Lagobi song. Now, we did do a Lagobi song, but unfortunately that episode has been lost. So, would you stick my effort on Patreon, Rich?
Yeah, we'll stick your Lagobi on Patreon. Also, what I'm going to do, because if I'm using this program from now on, we can have an audience, apparently. So what if I can send out a link to everyone to have an audience, so people can listen to us live while we're doing this within this program? So
fucking
patrons will have a link so they can come and join us live.
Yeah, but you want people to sign up to Patreon, mate.
I can join in the chat.
Fair enough. So anyway, so on that episode, it was Lagobi, and on that episode, which was with Rebel Tramp. Yeah, we chose a new genre, and that new genre was Baroque pop. So I believe we've got 3 songs to play tonight. I've brought one of my efforts. Mike Five's done an effort, and I think we've got an actual track as well, haven't we, Rich?
Yeah, I've brought a track that was sent to us in a submission some time ago. So
excellent. So how do you want to play this? Sure. Do you want Katie to tell us all about what Baroque pop is, so we're all informed?
Yeah, go on then, Katie. Can you tell us about Baroque pop, please?
Baroque pop is a genre of music that combines rock and classical elements, creating a rich and sophisticated sound. It emerged in the mid-1960s, influenced by artists like Phil Spector, Burt Bacharach, and the Beach Boys. Some of the features of Baroque pop are the use of orchestral instruments like strings, horns, harpsichord, and piano. These instruments add a touch of elegance and drama to the songs, making them sound like they belong in a fancy ballroom or a royal court, or maybe just an elevator. The use of complex melodies and harmonies, often inspired by Baroque composers like Vivaldi. These composers were masters of creating intricate musical patterns that could make your brain explode if you tried to follow them. Luckily, Baroque pop songs are usually shorter and simpler than their classical counterparts. Otherwise, we would need a PhD in music theory to enjoy them. The use of vocal harmonies and choruses to create a lush and dramatic effect. Baroque pop singers often sing in multiple layers and octaves, creating a wall of sound that can fill up any space. Sometimes they even sing in different languages or gibberish, just to show off their vocal skills. Some of the most famous examples of Baroque pop songs are Walk Away Renee by The Left Banke, God Only Knows by the Beach Boys, Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles, and Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by BJ Thomas. Baroque pop influenced many other genres of music, such as chamber pop, indie pop, art rock, glam rock, progressive rock, and psychedelic rock. Baroque pop is a fascinating genre that showcases the creativity and diversity of musical expression. It blends different styles and traditions to create something new and beautiful. If you enjoy listening to Baroque pop music or want to learn more about it, You can check out some online playlists or articles that feature this genre, or you can just watch this hilarious video of a guy playing Bohemian Rhapsody on a harpsichord. I will leave the YouTube link in the show notes. It's fucking brilliant.
I've checked out that YouTube link and it wasn't all that good, so I'm probably not going to leave that in the show notes, so fuck you, Kate. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head is a song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Don't know who BJ Thomas is.
When she said it, I thought, who the hell's DJ Thomas?
I think sometimes, because she's connected to a chatbot, she'll find a piece of information from somewhere and she won't double check it. Just is what it is. Like us, you know, you read it on Wikipedia, that's gospel.
That's it, that's gospel. So shall we play the submission we had first, so we see how professionals do it?
Right, so the song I'm playing, it was sent in 2020, so it was some time ago. It was by E.G. Palermo, a Canadian singer-songwriter, folk singer, country, and a baroque pop. And the song is called Lyra Dear. So, yeah, it wasn't brilliant, but it was a good example of the genre, I think.
I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was all right. It's very hard to understand what they're singing. The quality of the music was crap, but I suppose that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, like, lo-fi to the max. For an example of the genre, it was very good.
You can hear the elements of baroque in there.
Absolutely. The thing I like about doing this genre challenge was the discovery of Vampire Weekend. I never listened to them before. They are fucking amazing. And that they smashed this genre better than anyone. Really love their music. I just stuck a shitload straight to my playlist.
Oh, well, I just rediscovered all the stuff from the 60s. That's what I did. You know, all the stuff that I've loved for forever and went, oh, yeah, it's just that. It's great. So, like, the Stones and, like, about 15 different Beatles songs and the Zombies. In fact, that's what my song takes a lot of inspiration from, is the Zombies. So, yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Nuns don't work on a Sunday.
Nuns don't work on Sundays, yeah. That's what mine's called. Do you want Mike to go first or shall I go first?
You can go first, you're already talking.
Okay then, fair enough. Mike, what did you think of E.G. Palermo?
Yeah, it was good. It was very golden brown without actually being golden brown.
All good.
It's nice. I enjoyed it. It's something you probably won't enjoy though.
Interesting about this genre, it's quite wide ranging. And this is very much the sort of, like, this sounded more like the sort of 60s hippie, like, kind of bit of it. But it didn't really have the hook that a lot of those songs have.
It's just a weird genre, because stuff that I wouldn't really class as Baroque, because I think I've got, like, this twisted version of it in my head, you listen to it and go, okay, I suppose it could be. But I'm not really sure that I understand the genre completely. I just know the songs that I like, and they're saying they're Baroque. So I think that's where my sort of understanding of it comes to. But I did enjoy it a lot, and I enjoyed writing this song a lot. So, yeah.
So this is Nuns Don't Work on a Sunday.
Excellent.
Was that Magnum P.I.?
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
That was fucking brilliant, Wayne.
That was outstanding.
That was... I didn't even realise it was you singing to start off with.
I had so much fun. I don't know where it came from. I think a YouTube clip turned up or something. They said, remember when Tom Selleck shot the nun? And I vaguely do. And then I watched the clip and I just went, oh my God, yes. So he's sort of like chasing this bloke, and this bloke dresses up as a nun. And he's up this ladder and she goes, oh, well, hello there, sir. And he goes, all right, sister. And then he walks away and goes, nuns don't work on Sunday. He just fucking kills her. Fucking fires her off this. Pulls his hand cannon out and shoots. And they're just like, from then on, it was just like, that's what I'm writing the song about. And it all came to me in one flurry.
Absolutely incredible.
I'm glad I didn't do one, because I don't think I could have competed with that. So Mike, you're up next.
I'll introduce my one briefly. The thing that Katie was saying about complex vocal harmonies and blah blah blah, my biggest weakness of this challenge is that I can't actually sing.
Your biggest problem with the genre that contains complex vocals and harmonies is the fact the vocals aren't very good and there's no harmonies.
Yeah, I don't sing. That was the first thing. I ran out of time, so I started this 2 weeks ago, pretty much the day after, I think it was the day after it must have been. maybe it was the Tuesday after we recorded the show that no one's ever going to hear because it got lost. And I was just like, oh, I could fucking do this. I really like it. And I kind of focused in on, because it's a very wide-ranging genre, and there's a bit of it that's quite kind of art pop and almost a bit new romantic. And I quite like that with strings and stuff. So I kind of focused in on that part of it. Then I realised I can't actually fucking sing very well, so this isn't going to go that well. But anyway, I did it without the vocals. Then I forgot about it. I've been away for most of this week for work, and then I thought, oh fuck, I've got to finish this. Ran out of time. I wanted to record an acoustic guitar, I didn't, and I wanted to just like make it sound better, and I didn't because I didn't have time.
So this whole rant is you just sitting there making excuses for what we're about to play?
Yeah, so I'm just putting it out there. I put a vocal on it, did my best because I wanted to give it a good
go. No, that's not the point, Mike. It's not the point. You can't do your best. You've got 90 minutes to just push any old shit out.
I did the best I could, but in total over two sessions I spent no longer than 65 minutes. but I did manage to incorporate Intergalactic, so enjoy.
Intergalactic, planetary, planetary, intergalactic, intergalactic, planetary, planetary.
you made all them excuses and it was really fucking good.
Oh, thanks, mate. It wasn't my best. It wasn't as good as the punk one.
It was really good. They started off and I'm like, here we go. And it's like 12, like 3 seconds in, like, it's just fine. It's just great. It's you know, it sounds like an hour song. Yeah, it's good.
I enjoyed doing it. That's why
I think you got the structure right. I think you got the feel of the whole thing right, yeah? I think you probably could have done without doing the Beastie Boys thing, because I think it may have limited you more than anything.
Oh, there was no way I was going to write lyrics, though, in that amount of time.
I think the Beastie Boys thing was brilliant. I would have done it slightly different. I would have done it half-time. I'd have done it with the beat. I'd have sang it, but I'd have layered it, like put three different layers of vocals over it, different octaves.
That was kind of in my head, and I realised I had no time or capability.
That would have taken too long. Yeah, for me to do that, it would take a while.
You suddenly realise this is for a podcast and a joke section.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't have time to do this, and also I can't do this.
Listen, the takeaway I've got from this is that we can all really enjoy baroque pop, apparently, and we all have done for a very long time, and it is a genre of music that I've loved absently because I didn't know it was baroque pop probably all of my life. So, you know, it's one of them I'll probably continue to keep listening to, and I really enjoy doing this challenge. Some of them are a bit of a chore, and this one wasn't at all.
It's good,
every second of it.
It definitely, like, I think the bio that Katie gave, it talked about like art pop and stuff like that. It definitely incorporates, you know, includes a lot of those things, and like you say, it's got the Stones and the Beatles and all of those sorts of bands have sort of done a bit of this. But yeah, it was good fun to do.
It became quite prevalent in the 90s. There was a lot of bands that did baroque pop pop in the 90s. I think it helped kick off the indie rock that came about in the early 2000s.
I think it's one of those things that the 60s and 70s is where it starts, and the 90s is just replicating that sound, you know. And of course, it's just good. They're not probably not knowingly doing baroque pop, but because they're copying people like the Stones, the Beatles, all of Phil Spector's stuff, and that sort of Warner sound. That it's sort of just, it's one of them, it just moves across, doesn't it? It just transports. But yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Aye, so let's move this along, lads, then, because it's fucking 10:05.
Yes, yes. A to Z, give me a letter, somebody.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah, we've got to use a new genre.
N. Hold on 1 second. Right, okay, we have got 2 pages. One full page and another half page. So page
I'll
one and page two.
The last but one song on the second page.
Really? You don't want to change? You don't want to change this? Because me and Mike are going to smash this out the park. Are you sure you don't want to change this?
Oh, go on.
It is nu metal.
Oh, I'm so doing it.
Oh yeah, I can do this. Oh yeah, I can definitely do this. I'll do it in the style of Linkin Park. Beastie Boys meets Linkin Park. I will smash this.
It's a fusion of thrash, groove and alternative metal that also borrows elements of punk, industrial, grunge and hip-hop, in case you weren't sure.
Oh, brilliant. I'm there.
It's funny because I was listening to nu metal on Friday for the first time in a very long time. So yes, on the next episode, we are going to be exploring the genre of nu metal. And now we should move on to the history section.
Hello everybody, welcome back to History Corner. This is lesson number 21. Should have been 22, but obviously we're missing an episode. We'll come back to 21. Anyway, lesson number 21 is the first foreign language song in the UK charts. So a couple of episodes ago, we did first foreign language number one, which happened to be Je T'aime by, I forgot his name, but yeah, that Je T'aime song was the first foreign language number one. And I decided, let's have a look and see what the first foreign language song was in the charts. And that's where we ended up on. And on the 10th of July, 1958, Renato Carosone and his sextet entered the charts at number 25 with their song Torero Cha Cha Cha, and it stayed in the charts for a staggering, have a guess boys, have a guess how many weeks he stayed in the charts?
8, 3, 1,
and he's never troubled the charts again. So yeah, this is Renato Carosone and his sextet with their song Torero Cha Cha Cha.
Tu pierdo suon in coppia e giornalette, e mamma te minaccia, e padre te s'arraccia. Te fanno gira a capo sti fumette, guardando dentro specchio, puoi fare il toreador, come fanno a Santa Fe, come fanno ad Hollywood. E questa scusa in uno studio più, oh torero. Si piazzata in capo stu sombrero, dice che si spagnolo e non è vero, che nacchere in da sacca va a ballà, mescolando bolerio ciacciacchi un brugliato torero. Questi basetta sudamericano, uno sigaria vane a gamma se le picche, torero, torero, olè. Fatta giacchettella corta corta e casoncella stretta e oriccioli in fronte. Te rida gente a rete non te importa, te sento un Marlon Brando che a spasso se ne va per le vie di Santa Fe, per le vie di Hollywood e innamorata tu in un te voglio più. E torero, te si piazzata in capo stu sombrero, dice che si spagnolo e non è vero, che nacchere in da sacca va a ballà, mescolando bolero ciacciacchi un brugliato torero. Questi basetta sudamericano, con un sigari a vane a gamma se le picche, torero, torero, olè.
Cia cia cia.
Cha-cha-cha.
nacchera tu non ne sai su una. E sti nacchera tu che ne fa belli mamma. Torero, questi basetta sudamericana, questo sigari avani a gamma se le picche. Torero, torero, olè.
Olé indeed. So that was Renato Corazone and his band, and the Sextet, and their song Torero Cha Cha Cha. So Renato Corazone was born in Italy in 1920. He started his music career as a band leader in Eritrea in 1937. After the war, he formed the trio Corazone, and in 1949 with guitarist Peter Van Houten and drummer Gigi De Giacomo, and later added a violinist. He became a star of the music of the Italian music scene with his modern, lively interpretations of the traditional Neapolitan songs, blending them with jazz, swing, boogie woogie, blues, and other genres. He wrote many such hits, such as Tu Vu Fa L'Americano, Torreo, as we just heard, and Maruzella, I think it's called, which were translated into many different languages and covered by international artists all across the world. And then he died in May, on the May 20th, in 2001, in Rome, and he is considered one of the most influential and original Italian musicians of the 20th century. So there you go. Lots of fun, that song. Enjoyed that a lot, Richie.
Yes, good. Enjoyed it. Very paved the way for people like Black Lace to create stupid party songs.
where did that come from? Bugadoo, push an apple, shake the tree. Does not sound like cha cha cha.
It's a stupid party song.
Love it. It sounds like resentment in your voice there, mate. Have you got some deep-seated anger towards Agadoo?
I remember just being at Butlins and places like that, listening to shit like this, because your mum and dad just dumped you in this stupid playgroup with a load of kids that you don't know and don't really want to be with, listening to shit like this, having to do some sort of dance competition. I don't know how to fucking dance. So why am I dancing? You give me a stupid Dandy and Beano badge.
Now, listen, we've just run out of time here. Can we pick this up next week?
Ask. Taking up with my therapist.
Exactly. I enjoyed it, Rich. Sorry, Mikey.
I'm not sure I can compete with Rich's answers. it's novelty, isn't it?
It's novelty, yeah.
I don't know if it would have been in the 50s, boys.
Yeah, it's not Flight of the Conchords level novelty. It's not as good as that. But it was it was enjoyable enough. And it was an interesting piece of history.
I think you're being a bit cruel, both of you. You know, I mean, this song, this is like, you know, we're talking 1950... I've lost it. 1958, this song came out, so I don't think, you know, it's not really, this is the sort of thing that people would have danced to. It's not like a novelty song. We're talking, you know, this would have filled up all manner of dance halls with like mambo and sort of jazz swing, that sort of thing.
Hey, mambo, Italiana, that kind of, I like that song.
It's in that sort of vein, yeah?
I think, but yeah, it being popular isn't enough. In the words of Superhands, people like Coldplay and voted for the Nazis. You can't trust people.
I got Gary Lineker cancelled yesterday. You be careful.
I stand with Gary Lineker.
Right, so yes, that is the history section done for another week. And we haven't got an artist spotlight this week, but we have got an artist of the week, have we, Rich?
Yeah, artist of the week. We also brought them to the B-side. We're going to bring Booz Radley for the artist of the week. I think we'll have a guest on the next episode. Let me just check my calendar. We've got Natalie Shea with us next time. Yeah, she was on BBC Radio 1 recently.
Oh, okay. Well, she can judge our new metal songs when she comes along. I'm sure she'll love that. So, yeah, this is it then. We're rounding up to the end of the show, because we're going to finish up with this this little track that we've just already played on the B-side, and you'll hear a bit about Booz Radley. So, yeah, it's been a good episode. I've really enjoyed it, apart from the technical difficulties, but we run into them all the time of late. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been a good episode. How about yourselves, boys?
I've had a really good time. I've really enjoyed it. Can I share a message with you that I just received, just very quickly?
Yeah, go for it.
So I've just made a really cool new friend who's messaged me. He said, "Hello, my kind new friend. How are you doing today? It's nice to meet you. I'll be glad to hear from you. May God guide you and keep protecting you and your family.
Don't fucking threaten me with words of God, you motherfucker.
I feel like I'm in such a happy place right now that God is connecting with me.
Great.
Yeah.
Probably going to cut that out, Mike.
I love these. Some of these random bits I do, I love them.
I'm probably going to cut him out, to be honest. I'm not sure how he's got my email address, but he's done now.
Right. So, yes, after that little gem drop by Mike there, we all round up to the end of the show. Go and check out all the other songs. We haven't played a bad song. Even our songs, I don't think, were that bad. We haven't played a bad song on tonight's episode. So go check them all out. They'll all be in the show notes, no doubt, because Richie does a thorough job with that. And, yeah, go check us out on whitehtmpc.com, and you can interact with us on all the social media, such as Twitter and Facebook. We're not really active on Facebook, but Twitter if you fancy it. And you can contact us at yhhtmpc.com. You can send all your information over there, all your songs and whatnot, and one of the team will pick it up from there. You might find yourself on a future B-side or a future A-side if you're so lucky. Yeah, have I missed anything out, Rich?
We're gonna play out with Agadoo, are we?
We're going to play out with our artist of the week, our Booz Radley, with their song Crash and Burn. Yeah, so that's it. Thanks everybody for being here and joining us. I've been Richie.
I've been Wayne.
And I've been Mike Five.
Thank you for listening, if indeed you still are. Goodbye.
Hi, we're Booz Radley. We're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're a five-piece emo punk band. We have a lot of influences. Among them are At the Drive-In, Jawbreaker, Death Cab for Cutie, and we kind of take all of these different genres and try to meld them into one cohesive and unique sound. We've sent you Crash and Burn, where you can see a little bit of all of these influences and parts of it. People can find us on social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and then we're also on all the streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Bandcamp. We have a new EP coming out on March 10th, 2023, out on cassette via Lonely Ghost Records, and it'll also be on all the streaming services that I just mentioned.
That's a good thing. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.